Do we have any praise or prayer requests this morning? The Burgett family.
Gordon got a job.
Yeah, praise the Lord, Gordon got his job. Doreen? Okay, we want to praise the Lord for Steve's surgery going so well and his continued progress in recovery. Lawayne? Katie Crane. For the entire Crane family. Rick?
My sister Catherine, she's fighting with pneumonia right now.
Okay, Rick's sister Catherine has pneumonia and we want to pray for her. Joel.
McCall
Gebers, her family. Karen says, pray for Joel. Brendan.
Pray for the Pathfinders that are doing the Bible Bowl.
Pathfinders.
They're studying the book of Isaiah, which is definitely not the easiest.
And their Bible Bowl. Okay, Pastor. Pray for our board meeting. Esther?
We can pray for Hawaii. She lost our daughter-in-law. She just lost her dad. The day after Christmas and the family is going to have a memorial on February 7th. It's really been a great
part. Okay, Esther and Luanne's daughter-in-law, Heidi, lost her father just before Christmas. He said?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just after Christmas.
Just after Christmas. So Heidi's family. Any more? I'm sure there's unspoken requests. We all have special unspoken requests. All right. Shall we kneel for prayer as far as possible? Our Heavenly Father, please silence our thoughts so we can hear your voice. Watch over our families and protect them. You have heard the requests and the praises this morning. We're so thankful, Lord, that you're in our lives. Dear God, protect us from anything that tries to steal our peace. God, help us let go of the things we can't control. Help us to choose faith over worry. Every single day. Remind us to seek you first in everything we do. God, help us to forgive even when it's hard. Lead us to make choices that honor you. Protect us from any spiritual attacks. God, give us a deep hunger to know you better. Show us where we can be a blessing to someone today. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't know how many of you know how hard it is to be this late in the program. Everybody already said what I wanted to say. So I want to reiterate what Judy said. Carol, you and your deaconesses and all your helpers did a great job, and it was really a lovely program last night, so thank you. Today's scripture is Luke 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
Thank you, Karen, and I want to apologize to Karen and Angie because they did the bulletin and I gave them the wrong information, didn't I? So our sermon today is not titled The Symbol of Bread. We did that last night. So the title of today's message is The Parable of the Persistent Widow. And we had our new scripture reading and opening hymn already. We'll also have a new closing hymn, number 500, Take Time to Be Holy. But let's begin with a word of prayer. I always like to start my sermon that way. Heavenly Father, yes, we do pray today. We pray that you who love to hear us will hear us. And we who need to hear you will take the time to listen. So speak through your Holy Spirit to us in the message. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you enjoy a good game? Once in a while, I enjoy a good game. I remember playing Jeopardy. How many of you like Jeopardy? We played it one time. I was remembering a particular time where we played it in Sabbath school. And in Jeopardy, a topic is chosen. Then an answer is given to which players must ask the correct question. Shall we play? For example, Bible parables for 200. Answer, the name given to Jesus' parable in Luke 18, 1 through 8. Question, what is the parable of the persistent widow? Good job. In true Jeopardy fashion, Jesus gives us the answer before we're able to ask the question or questions. Notice the answer in Luke 18, verse 1. If you haven't turned there, that's where we're going to be looking today for our sermon. So turn with me to Luke 18, 1, and we're going to read that together. And of course, we just read it. That was the scripture reading. But we're going to read it again. Luke 18, 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, or not to give up, or to be persistent. So what is the question? What the disciples are... Well, we'll come back to that. I'm not going to give the answer away yet. To discover the question, we need to look at the context of which the parable was told. The setting of this parable is near the end of Jesus' ministry. And the Pharisees have been asking questions about the coming kingdom. Christ is always talking about. He's always talking about the coming kingdom. And Jesus knows. Jesus lets them know it's not what they expect. Look back in verse 20 of chapter 17. Luke 17, verse 20, if you're following along. It says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he ordered them and he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You see, they would see no signs of the conquering kingdom that they were looking for. Remember, they had expectations of what it would look like when Jesus came. He would come and he would conquer the Romans, right? He would come and he would set them free. So those waiting for the coming sometimes don't see what they're expecting. Those waiting for the coming will long for the day, but it won't come immediately, as we read in verse 22. Notice verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, the days will come. This is Luke 17 now, verse 22. The days will come when he shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. Boy, this is hard for a church that has built their whole name on waiting for Jesus to come. In verse 24, we read something else. Look at this. It says, for as the lightning that lighteth out of one part of under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. And verse 25 says, but first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. So Jesus speaks of persecution for himself, but also trials for Christians. Verse 26 and 27 say, and it was in the as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And look at verse 33. It says, whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. So this means that God is calling us to live for Jesus, and that the things that the living for Jesus isn't going to be always easy. It's going to be difficult. It might even mean that we have to lose our pride, our life as we know it, our reputation. There might be several things we have to let go of or give up in order to follow Christ in the way he's calling us. Now let's look at the parable itself, now that we see some of the context and we can gather more information so we can properly form the question to our jeopardy. So Luke 18 now, we read verse 1, let's read verse 2. Luke 18, verse 2. It says, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Can you imagine her? Help! I need help! And you're the only one that can help me, right? And he would not for a while, verse 4. But after a while he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And that's where the parable ends. In verses 6 through 8, Jesus gives us the meaning of the parable. But let's take a note here about the parable. The judge, what do you get from him? What kind of person is he? I get he seems to be a very selfish man, right? He doesn't care for the woman. But he only helps her to rid himself of this annoyance. And what about the widow? What does it seem to you that she is the story about her? Yeah. She's a woman with few rights or resources. And she continues to ask at the only place she can get help. She doesn't give up because it's To give up means to not be able to survive. And so she must continue to go on. She must continue to ask and plead. She says, avenge me. Avenge me, another way of saying that is, give me justice. Help me. Do what's right. I mean, you're the judge, right? So, Jesus is pulling the setting and the parable together and interprets the parable in this way. Let's read how Jesus gives the interpretation now in verse 6 through 8. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Let me paraphrase. Jesus says, in the last days, there will be times of great trouble. Satan will tell you God is unjust. But God is just, isn't he? Satan will tell you that God is dead and you are a widow. But Jesus, he's alive and we are his bride. Satan will say that God has forgotten, but God remembers, doesn't he? And his promises are true. Whatever we may be going through, he knows. He cares. He's just the opposite of the unjust judge, isn't he? Satan would say, don't bother God with our prayers. We're going to wear him out. But God never wearies of hearing your prayers. But rather, he delights when you come to him in prayer. And he promises to help us. So whatever you may be troubled with this year, it's my prayer that you will continue to come before him because he delights to hear your prayers. But of course, he's not sadistic. He wants you to come to him and to answer and help you with what you need. Amen? Come to him. Whatever we do in this new year, I thought it fitting to begin with prayer. Begin with surrendering our lives to Jesus and asking for his help. And I guarantee, whether it's church unity or somebody that's sick, all the things we were praying about this morning, Jesus is hearing. He's answering. It says in the text, and he will avenge his own elect. God calls us, he calls you his own. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, he says, I've called you by your name. You are mine. He promises to help us. He is our Father. We are his children. And how? Speedily, the text says. What does that mean? Speedily. Well, the unjust judge kept putting her off. She didn't get help. She didn't get help when she needed it. She didn't get help right away. And because of that, she continued to suffer. But God promises, I will come to your aid now. I will come speedily. probably speedily refers to the completeness which God does his work, or the sudden nature of which his soon coming will be, when complete justice will be accomplished. I don't know about you, but I like how it says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Let's turn there for a moment. This is a good text to look at. 2 Peter 3, 9. Okay, are you there? Say amen if you're there. All right, 2 Peter 3, 9. This is a good one. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should what? So if he's wanting us to repent, we can do that through what? Through prayer. We can come to him. We can say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin, and help me to do what's right. And he longs for us to do that. So today, and I know this is kind of like a quick sermon here. We're going to get out of church early today, I think. So today, as we take this opportunity, I want to take this opportunity for you to come to Jesus. We're going to have a moment of silent prayer where I'm going to just kneel here. I'm going to invite you to kneel where you're at. And for you to, like the persistent widow, come to him with whatever it is and ask him and give it to him. But most of all, give yourself to him. As we start this new year, there's nothing worse than going through life alone. But we don't have to be alone. Jesus said, I am here for you. Won't you accept him? Won't you accept Jesus into your life today? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering. Thank you for dying on the cross for us and filling us with your Holy Spirit as you to continue in the heavenly sanctuary as our intercessor. You send the Holy Spirit to be with us, to comfort us, to lead us in truth, to unite your church. So in this year, may we continue to be all that you want us to be as a church, as individuals, that we could be surrendered to your will and your service, that we can be reaching out to help others also know the good truth that we're not saved by our righteousness, but we're saved by the righteousness of Christ. We're saved by his merits, by his blood, by his perfect life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So Jesus ended with an appeal. Will I find faith on the earth when I come? And I've said, well, the question is up to you to answer with Jesus. Do you believe? But before we finish today's Jeopardy, Jesus began this parable with the answer. So let's turn one more time to the question, or to formulate the question. The answer was, and he spake this parable unto them to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So what is the question? What are we, his disciples, his bride, his church, to do while we're waiting for his coming? And the answer? Pray. And not to give up. That means Satan will be attacking his church and his people so much that they'll think to give up. They'll think to faint, as it were. But he says, just keep coming to me. Just keep praying. And I will see you through. I love that text in Philippians that says, he who began a good work in you will accomplish it. What do you say? Amen. Let's sing number 500 as we conclude our time together.
Take time to be holy. Speak oft with the Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. him be thy guide, and Ratnap before him, whatever betide, in joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord, and look into Jesus, still trust in his word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.